Baptist Church in Daytona Beach, Florida. Here is Pastor Sonny Gallman.
I want to talk a little bit about Advent. A lot of people in churches have a little bit of a misunderstanding of what Advent is supposed to be about. The church has really two distinct seasons that we sometimes try and merge into one. One season is the Christmas season, which really begins on Christmas Day and goes until the Sunday that's before January the 6th. It's usually only two Sundays that are involved in the Christmas season of the church. But the four Sundays that come before Christmas Day are called the Advent season. Advent is a time of anticipation as we wait for the coming of our Lord. It's a time of looking forward to the stories of Christmas. In the life of the church, a lot of times what we read during the Advent season is the prophets from the Old Testament. We try and put ourselves in the mindset of those people who lived before Jesus came into the world and imagine the worries and the concerns that they had about the world that they were living in, how they were longing for a Messiah that they believed that Isaiah and other prophets had prophesied about. Those that waited faithfully, a lot of times the church will call the remnant. But we try and get in tune with that feeling of longing and anticipating and waiting, sometimes with a forced sense of hope, with a forced sense of joy and peace and love that come along with it, because those were some pretty dark times that the prophets lived in, where Israel had lost its land, where they had lost their culture, where they were in exile. And we're trying to understand where God was in the middle of their lives. And yet, even as they talked about the reasons why Israel got into the trouble they did, they all come up with a message of hope that God is not yet finished. And Advent is that time of us reclaiming that message, that we live in between the times that have gone before and the time when God will do something miraculous to bring hope and light and joy and love to God's people. So it's important that we not jump into Christmas season while we're in the middle of Advent, because we want to milk everything that we can out of that time of anticipation. Sometimes it's hard because we look around us and we see all the lights that are on the houses, and we have all of our Christmas parties for Sunday school classes and church-wide Christmas parties, office Christmas parties, and they all take place before Christmas Day as if really the whole season was about Christmas. But if we miss out on that time of anticipation, we miss out on that important moment of waiting and longing that Advent season is really all about. And when you think about it, when we think about the lives that we're living right now in 2021, this is December 2021, and we've been at this pandemic for a year and 8 months. We have been dealing with all sorts of cultural upheaval. We've been dealing with people leaving the church in droves. And there are a few churches that are growing, but by and large, most churches are plateaued and decreasing, and we start to ask the questions of where is God in the middle of this? Those were the questions that the Israelites were asking. Those were the questions that the prophets were wrestling with, and yet they still came up with a message of hope for all of those people who were in dark times. And I think it's important for us as Christians who are living through these dark days of climate change and pandemic and cultural upheaval to remind the world of the hope that we live by, the message of Jesus Christ, that God does care about us, that God is going to act in our lives and bring about something new into the world. We have to live in anticipation of that, and we have to live lives that prepare the way for God to do that miraculous work in the world in which we live. So I hope that during this Advent season, that rather than fidgeting when we sing Advent songs that don't sound like our Christmas carols, and rather than fidgeting because we're not preaching the Christmas story message, that you'll have the patience that all of those Israelites had for hundreds of years as they waited and longed for God to act and do something very distinct and very godlike in the world. We live in that time of anticipation, and it's important for us to practice that same kind of patience. I hope that you have a great week, and that life goes well for you, and that as Advent continues to move toward Christmas Eve and the celebration of the birth of Christ, that you will set about the business of preparing the way of the Lord. Blessings to you.
Thank you for listening to Central Thoughts, a podcast from Central Baptist Church.